life on the road.
Thanks for tuning to the Road Story Small Pods episode. Small Pods episode featuring one, Ludovica. My new favorite person, by the way. I don't know if I've told anybody that. Ludovica is my new favorite person. Larry.
I'm out.
Just a distant second, buddy. Just a distant second.
I understand.
Well, you know the drill, listeners, by now. The Small Pods episode is a quick story that features one of our comics. And today we have the amazingly talented dancer, comedian, actor, actress, Ludovica.
Ludovica, baby. Okay, baby. So I got this story for you, baby.
Okay.
So I got this girl. She used to work for the jails.
The jails?
Jails.
Wait, am I going to have to bleep out her name?
Oh.
This woman.
All right, I'll bleep out that first one.
Yeah, okay.
You're making more work for me, Ludo. So, you're making more work for me.
So this girl hires me to do these shows on the jails, you know.
Okay.
And I was empowering women. And then from there, she was like, well, I have guys too. Would you like to come and do a show, comedy show? Just keep it clean, you know.
So you're doing shows for the female prisoners?
For the females.
Inmates, uh-huh. I should say.
Yes, inmates. And, you know, empowering them.
Sure.
You know, diva time and
handing out condoms,
that diva time thing, and you know, so all of that stuff. And then she says to me, well, I got these guys and I should give some entertaining for them, so can you do a comedy show? I'm like, okay. She said, keep it clean. I'm like, okay. So
wait,
I take
keep it
out
clean in a prison.
Keep
yeah,
it,
I know.
Yes,
for prisoners. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I took like everything, you know, I always went around the corner for the sexy stuff, but I was like, okay. But I opened my act with a merengue.
Okay.
You know, by dancing, and then I shake my shoulders, and then I shake my butt.
Okay.
And then I go, oh, you should have seen his eyes. It was like he was having an ejaculation.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so I kept that. You know, so I come in and I'm dancing and I'm making their applaud and they're really happy. And then, you know, and everybody's exciting. And then I shake my shoulders and then I turn around and I shake my butt and I'm supposed to do 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And after I shake my butt, they start screaming, like jumping on the chairs and hitting the chairs. And it was like a monkey thing going
right,
on
right.
And screaming and screaming and screaming. And I'm standing on the stage waiting for them to shut up and they did not.
Right.
So I'm just standing in there. Looking at them, and they're like ready to like do a riot or something. Right,
right? Ludo, yeah. This is the first female butt they've seen in a long time.
I didn't know. I didn't think of this.
Right,
I just
right.
took everything that says shit or penis or something
right,
out
right.
of my act. Right?
Right, sure.
But I kept that. So finally, I see these guards. They come in like in rolls and pick me up and take me off the station. So I never got to open my mouth.
Right. Oh, really? You just got to the butt shake and that was it?
And that was it, baby.
Oh, man.
That was it.
Oh, do you ever work another prison again?
No, with my comedy.
Oh, no.
You could bill yourself as the show-stopping booty, man.
That must have been some butt shake, man.
Oh, man.
It was, baby, it was like...
By the way, I can't believe that you're what are you, 5'1"?
5'3".
They needed four guys to lift you off stage.
Oh, they came. They took me like I was like a rag doll or something. It was so fast. And she was like, you almost got me fired. I'm like, I'm so sorry, you know? Oh, my God. Yeah, that was an experience.
Have you ever worked prisons, Larry?
I did prisons way back in the 80s. We used to do Terminal Island.
Whoa, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, and...
where's Terminal Island?
It's South
Near
Bay.
Puerto Rico?
South Bay.
I think it is.
It's a callback.
Nice name for a prison.
South Terminal. South Bay? Island.
South Bay.
Oh, really?
It's
here.
Still there. I don't know if it's still a prison or not, but I know the building's still there.
Yeah.
We'd go down there once a month for about a year and do shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Good crowds?
Real good crowds.
Yeah.
See what happens when you don't shake your ass, Ludo? You
exactly.
Get to do, you can do your jokes.
Yeah, I should have
no shaken out.
Was there strict guidelines also?
What did they tell us to? No, they gave us no guidelines. They didn't say keep it clean or anything. They just said be funny, man. These guys need some laughs.
Yeah.
You know?
I love the fact that they're like be clean. That these guys like dismembered their family members. They can't hear the word fuck.
Yeah.
Which it would be the first thing that would come out of my mouth.
Right,
like,
crazy.
Fucker.
There is one person, I won't say her name in case she doesn't want to. I've never had her on the show. She was a great comedian. She's mostly writing for TV now. I don't think she does stand-up anymore, but she did. Told me a story. She did a prison one time, and it was one of those where it was the first female they have seen in who knows in 8 to 14 years. Who knows what? And they don't even give her. She doesn't shake her butt. She doesn't. They don't give her any. They just, as soon as she comes out, they just start yelling at her.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the whole arc of the story, but she ends it with, "Well, I'm going home now, and I'm taking my vagina." Wait, hold on. What'd she say? She said, "Ah, fuck, I'm going to ruin it. I can't believe it." But she said something like, "I'm going home and I'm taking this vagina and this will be the last one you guys see for another 20 years or something like that. It was a great closer. I just ruined that story. Now she'll never come on my show.
That's cool.
All right. So if you want a show for your children, Ludovica, get her on Instagram. Ludovika.
Get your daughter started off young.
Yeah, baby. Or I guess. Things to teach.
Or if you want somebody for your Christian prison show. I still find it so odd that they had to keep it clean. That is so crazy.
Yep.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much again. Thank you for coming again, Murray.
Thank you for coming back and
doing the show again. Yeah. The same week. It is fantastic.
We're road warriors.
You guys are a delight. I really do appreciate it. I say this every once in a while. I've been doing the show for a very, very long time, and sometimes it's a little bit of a chore to drag myself out of my house 5 yards to the studio, and then I do something like this, and I remember why I started doing it.
Great.
So
thank you.
You guys were a delight. Thank you so much, and please look these guys up and check them out when they come to your town. They're very funny, and thanks again for listening, guys.
You want to know about life on the road? It's booze, tacos, angry dwarves, strippers waving guns, and fees, fights, candle flights, running with the runs, and blacklists, bounce checks, great, a bachelorette, trunks in the front, making out through your set, and middle acts doing blow, more missing merch, and drive the rental car past another mega church, and juice, keys, vagina, fist, your cell phone is gone, one big Law and Order marathon.